And the fourth, and this is where the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has some beautiful speech. He says, halul qulub wa ma adraka ma ahwalul qulub. He said, the affair of the heart. And what would make you understand the changing of the heart? What would make you understand the changing of the heart? The Shaykh mentions rahmatullah alayhi, and there's a lot of speech, but we're going to try to, bi-idhnillah, translate as much of it as possible, because we want to end the surah in this lesson. The Shaykh says, he says, أهوال القلوب هي النعمة وهي النقمة. He said, the affair of the heart and the changing of the heart is a blessing, and it is also a punishment. It is a trial. He says, وَالْقُلُوبُ كُلُّ قُلُوب بَنِي آدَمْ كُلُّ قُلُوبِ بَنِي آدَمْ بَيْنَ عُصْبَعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعَ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءَ. And the hearts, all of the hearts of the human, are between the fingers of Ar-Rahman, the fingers of Allah Azza wa Jal. He turns them any way He wishes. فَإِنْ شَاءَ أَزَاغَهُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ هَدَاهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal, if Allah wills, Allah would lead the person astray. And if Allah wills, Allah will guide the person. And the Shaykh mentions, because of that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, يَا مُقَلَّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِكَ. Because of this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, oh, the turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your deen. Make my heart firm upon your deen. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make our hearts firm upon His deen. Then the Shaykh says, فَالْقُلُوبُ لَهَا أَهْوَالُ فَالْقُلُوبُ لَهَا أَهْوَالٌ عَجِيبَةٌ فَتَارَةً يَتَعَلَّقُ الْقَلْبُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَتَارَةً يَتَعَلَّقُ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَتَارَةً يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْمَالِ وَيَكُونُ الْمَالُ أَكْبَرَ حَمِّ. He said, so the heart has amazing changes. The heart has amazing changes. Sometimes the heart is connected to the dunya. And sometimes the heart is connected to some of the dunya. So the first, it's completely connected to the, it's engrossed in the dunya. And sometimes it takes some of the dunya. And sometimes it's connected to wealth. And the wealth is the most important thing in the person's life. وَتَارَةً يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالنِّسَاءِ وَيَكُونَ النِّسَاءُ وَتَكُونَ النِّسَاءُ أَكْبَرَ حَمِّهِ. And sometimes it's so connected to women. SubhanAllah. And the only thing that he can think of is a woman. Is women. وَتَارَةً يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْقُصُورِ وَالْمَنَازِلِ وَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ أَكْبَرَ حَمِّهِ. And sometimes it's only connected to his palaces, his wealth, where he's living. And this is the most important thing in his mind. وَتَارَةً يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْمَرْكُوبَاتِ وَالسَّيَارَاتِ وَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ أَكْبَرَ حَمِّهِ. And sometimes it's totally engrossed in the love of cars and vehicles. And this is the most important thing in his life. وَتَارَةً يَكُونُ مَعَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُ دَائِمًا مَعَ اللَّهِ يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And other times the heart is with Allah. The heart is connected to Allah Azza wa Jal. Always connected to Allah. وَيَرَى أَنَّ الدُّنْيَا كُلَّهَا وَسِيلَةً إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَطَاعَتِهِ. And the person in this state, Allahu Akbar, the person in this state, the person feels that the dunya and everything in it is only a means to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this part, the Shaykh is talking about the healthy heart. He said the person feels and the person perceives that the dunya, everything in it, is a means of completing the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his obedience. فَيَسْتَخْدَمَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَجْلِ تَحْكِيكَ الْعُبُودِيَّ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So the individual uses the dunya. The individual uses the dunya for the purpose of fulfilling the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So he uses the dunya. And that's very important. And that was something that I heard one of our mashayikh, they've mentioned. They said, the difference between us and the people of the past And this question was asked to the Shaykh, and someone has a business, someone has wealth, someone that's wealthy, Allah has blessed this individual with wealth. We saw from amongst the Sahaba, those were individuals that were very wealthy. From amongst the Salaf, individuals that were very wealthy. But they were still pious. They were still pious, they were still God-fearing, they were still this, they were still that. And the person asked the Shaykh, hey, Shaykh, why don't we have that today? Why don't we have individuals that have wealth and they're still God-fearing and they're very much into their worship? And the Shaykh said, because individuals of the past, they viewed their wealth as a means of getting close to Allah Azza wa Jal. So their wealth was in their hand. And the love and worship of Allah was in their heart. So their wealth was in their hand. They used it as a means of getting close to Allah, but what was present in their heart was the love of Allah, the love of worship, the love of Tawheed, the love of Sunnah. He said, but nowadays, it's the opposite. The love of the dunya is in the heart. The love of the dunya has taken its place in the heart. He said, so nowadays, and that was Shaykh Abdullah al-Bukhari, hafizahullah ta'ala. Na'am. So, the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, Shaykh Uthaymeen, he says, فَيَسْتَخْدِمَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَجْلِ تَحْقِيقِ الْعُبُدِيَّ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. He said, so the individual, this individual with this healthy heart, he uses the dunya for the purpose of the worship of establishing the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. لِأَنَّهَا خُلِقَتْ لَهُ وَلَا تَسْتَخْدِمُهُ الدُّنْيَا. He said, because you understand, لِأَنَّهَا خُلِقَتْ لَهُ, because the dunya was created for you to worship Allah. The dunya was created for you. Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed everything in this dunya for us to use to gain nearness to Allah, to be grateful to Allah, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether it's our intellects, whether it's our wives, our children, all of this was created as a test for us and for us to gain nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we use all of this to gain nearness to Allah. So the dunya was created for you so that you can worship your Lord. وَهَذِهِ أَعْلَى الْأَحْوَالِ. And this is the Shaykh says, Shaykh Uthaymeen says, and this is the highest level of change. The highest level of change, yani the heart turning toward Allah, worshipping Allah. The heart, the individual having a healthy heart and using the dunya to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. So he uses the dunya. The dunya doesn't use him. What does he say? What does Shaykh Uthaymeen say? وأصحاب الدنيا هم الذين يقدمونها وأصحاب الدنيا هم الذين يقدمونها. The people of the dunya, they are the ones that serve the dunya. The people of the dunya, the people that don't have these healthy hearts, they serve the dunya. Notice what he said before. The people of the people that are in connection to Allah Azza wa Jalla, they use the dunya for the worship of Allah. But the people of the dunya, no. The dunya uses them. They are servants to the dunya. So once again, the person that's in touch with Allah Azza wa Jalla and understands the reality of this dunya, he uses the dunya to serve Allah Azza wa Jalla, to worship Allah. Whereas the people of the dunya, the people that the dunya has taken a stronghold of their hearts, they serve the dunya. They serve the dunya. So it's like the dunya, when a'udhu billah, is like their Lord. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, have you not seen those have taken the dunya, as have taken their desires as their Lord? And continuing, هُمُ الَّذِينَ أَتْعَبُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي تَحْصِيلِهَا. Shaykh says, so they're the people that are struggling to gain the dunya. They're servicing the dunya. لكن أصحاب الآخرة هم الذين استخدموا الدنيا في طاعة ربهم وعبادته وخدمتهم وخدمتهم الدنيا. He said, but the people of the hereafter, the people that are in touch with Allah Azza wa Jal, they are the ones that are using the dunya for the worship of Allah, the worship of their Lord. And the dunya is servicing them. The dunya is servicing them. So the dunya is submitting to you. The dunya is submitting to you. You are the one that is using it to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Not that it's using you. Not that it's using you. وَلِذَٰلِكْ لَا يَأْخُذُونَهَا إِلَّا عَنْ تَرِيقٍ رِضَى اللَّهِ. And because of that, the people that have healthy hearts, they do not take from the dunya except that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Except that which is pleasing to Allah. So when an individual has a healthy heart, and he obtains from the dunya, he obtains that which is pleasing to Allah. But if the individual has a sick heart, a polluted heart, the individual takes halal and haram. Why? Because the dunya is using him. He's a slave to the dunya. So he wants to get it by any means necessary. Subhanallah. وَلَا يَصْرِفُونَهَا إِلَّا فِي رِضَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And the people that are using the dunya, the people that are in touch with Allah Azza wa Jal, they are not spending from it except in the pleasure of Allah. So they do not earn it except by way of the pleasure of Allah. And they do not spend it except that which pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. فَاسْتَخْدَمُوهَا أَخْذًا وَصَرْفًا. So they have used the dunya, whether they're taking from the dunya or whether they're spending in the dunya. Everything that they're doing in the service of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَكِنْ أَصْحَابِ الدُّنْيَا الَّذِينَ تَعَبُوا بِهَا وَصَحَرُوا الْلَيَالِ يُرَاجِعُونَ الدَّفَاتِرِ يُرَاجِعُونَ الشَّيْكَاتِ يُرَاجِعُونَ الْمَصْرُوفَاتِ يُرَاجِعُونَ الْمَدْفُوعَاتِ يُرَاجِعُونَ مَا أَخَذُوا وَمَا صَرَفُوا هَؤُلَاءِ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ اسْتَقْدَمَتْهُمَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَسْتَقْدِمُوهَا. The Shaykh said, but as for the people of the dunya, love of the dunya in the heart, as for those people, they are struggling. They are bringing difficulty to themselves. They're becoming tired. They're staying up day and night. They're reviewing the books, the bookkeeping. They're checking the checks. They're checking the banks. They're checking how much came in. Huh? The deposits. They're checking the debits. They're checking everything. In reality, these individuals, the dunya is using them, and they're not using the dunya. وَلَكَنَ الرَّجُلُ الْمُطْمَئِنُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَهُ كَفَافًا يَسْتَغْنِي بِهِ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَشْقَى بِهِ عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ هَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي خَدَمَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا. As for the man who is content, doesn't mean he has to be poor. No, he may be wealthy, but he's content. His wealth, Allah Azza wa Jal has made his wealth as a means of him supporting himself. He uses his wealth and he doesn't ask the people. And his wealth does not distract him from the obedience to Allah. This is the one who is using the dunya. This is the one who is using the dunya. The Shaykh says, هَذِهِ أَحْوَالُ الْقُلُوبِ وَأَحْوَالُ الْقُلُوبِ هِيَ أَعْظَمُ الْأَحْوَالُ الْأَرْبَعُ وَلِهَذَا يَجِبْ عَلَيْنَا جِمِيعًا أَن نُرَاجِعَ قُلُوبُنَا كُلَّ سَاعَةٍ كُلُّ لَحْظَةٍ كُلَّ لَحْظَةٍ أَيْنَ صَرَفَتْ أَيُّهَا الْقَلْبُ أَيْنَ ذَهَبَتْ لِمَاذَا تَنْصَرِفْ عَنِ اللَّهِ لِمَاذَا تَلْتَفَتْ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. The Shaykh says, Rahmatul Alayh, this is the affairs, this is the changing of the heart, and this is the greatest of changes. And because of that, it is incumbent upon us, all of us, jami'an, it is incumbent upon us, all of us, that we check our hearts. Every hour, every moment, where are you going, O my heart? Where are you going, O my heart? Why are you going away, O my heart? Why are you turning away from Allah? Why are you turning left and right? Why are you turning left and right? He says, وَلَكِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَجْرِي مِنْ إِبْنِ آدَمْ مَجْرَ الدَّمْ وَقَدْ غَلَبَ عَلَى كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. He said, but the shaitan, he runs in your blood, and he has conquered many people. He has conquered many people. حَتَّى إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَصْرِفُ ليصرف عن صلاته التي هي رأس ماله بعد الشهادتين فتجده إذا دخل في صلاته ذهب قلبه يمينا وشمالا حتى يخرج من صلاته ولم يعقل منها شيئا. He said, so you find people that enter into their prayer and they're distracted. And the prayer is the head, is the prayer is the most wealth that the individual has. The prayer is the wealth that the individual has. After the shahadatain, the prayer is the most important wealth that you have. It's the most important thing that you have after the shahadatain. But you find an individual, he enters into his prayer and his heart goes left and right. He leaves his prayer and he has not benefited in any way. He doesn't remember anything from the prayer. He says, وَالنَّاسُ يَصِيحُونَ يَقُولُونَ صَلَاتَنَا لَا تَنْحَانَ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ أَيْنَ وَعْدُ اللَّهِ. He said, people are screaming these days. They're saying, our prayers don't prevent us from sins and evil. Allah promised this. Where is Allah's promise? Where is Allah's promise? And the Shaykh says, فَيُقَالُ يَا أَخِي هَلْ صَلَاتُكَ صَلَاتٌ إِذَا كَانَتْ مِنْ حِينِ تُكَبِّرُ تَفْتَحُ بَابَ الْحَوَاجِيسِ التي لا نهاية لها فهل أنت مصلا صليت بجسمك لكن لم تصلي بقلبك. He said, you say to that individual, oh my brother, is your prayer a true prayer? The prayer that you, from the moment you entered into the prayer, you began to think about this and began to think about that, endless thoughts. Are you really praying? You prayed with your body. This is the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, you prayed with your body, but you did not pray with your heart. But you did not pray with your heart. He said, وَيُقَالُ لِمِثْلِ هَؤُلَىٰ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ الَّتِي تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ هِيَ الصَّلَاةَ الَّتِي يَعْقِلُ فِيهَا صَاحِبُهَا مَا يَقْرَأُهُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْأَذْكَارِ وَالتَّسْبِيحِ وَالْعَضْعِيَةِ ويحافظ على ركوعها وسجودها وخشوعها وتمأنينتها أما الصلاة التي يحيم فيها القلب في كل واد فيخرج منها ولم يدري ما قرأ فلا تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. He said, the salat that prevents you from evil, my dear brother, is the salat that a person understands what he's saying from the Quran and from the supplications and from tasbih, subhanallah, and the adhkar. And he's preserving the ruku' and the sujood, and he's focusing in the prayer, and he's relaxing in the prayer. That's the salat that prevents you from evil. But the salat that your heart is everywhere, all over the place, and you leave that salat, and you do not even know what you said, that is not the prayer that's going to prevent you from evil. That is not the prayer that's going to prevent you from evil. This is some of what the Shaykh mentioned, rahimahullah.